Well, I'm joined now by Jack Straw, who sat in the cabinet with both Jeff Hoon and Pat Hewitt. Jack, what is your message to your former colleagues?
Well, I did indeed sit in the cabinet with Jeff Hoon and Patricia Hewitt. I've had a lot of time for them over the years. They got many things right. They've got this one wrong, I'm afraid. And that is a view which is pretty widely shared by colleagues.
But nevertheless, there is dissatisfaction and unease about Gordon Brown's performance, isn't there?
Well, Gordon Brown inevitably is the lightning conductor for the fact that we've been through a period of unprecedented difficulty in government. Not because of Gordon Brown, let me say. He didn't cause the expenses scandal. He didn't cause the world economic meltdown. Indeed, he's been part of the solution to both of these. But inevitably, if you are the leader of a party through a period of difficulty, the leader is the person who most gets it in the neck. That's not a reason for removing the leader.
But the Labour Party's not exactly jumping for joy and saying Gordon Brown is an absolutely marvellous leader. There is concern, isn't there, that he's not able to connect, and they're reflecting that, aren't they?
Well, I think he's increasingly able, in your phrase, to connect, because there's substance there. That's the difference between us and the Conservatives, and us and the Conservative leadership. And we've seen that, as it happens this week, on 3 days, with Conservative policies just falling apart, and Labour Party's very clearly being coherent, led by Gordon Brown. So I understand the point, and there are people who say, well, Gordon should be more extrovert. Well, you know, all of us are made differently, and it's not a crime for somebody to be a relatively private person, but there's huge substance beneath that.
And you get the impression that what Pat Hewitt and Jeff Hoon were doing was not about getting a ballot of the PLP. It was about nudging the cabinet, nudging members of the cabinet to move against the Prime Minister. Do you think that's going to happen?
No. And I do think people embark on this kind of proposal, they need to think through what happens next.
And the cabinet fully behind the Prime Minister?
Yes.